We can do right now. We will be counting on you.
Are you gonna come?
Of course you're going to come. Of course he's going to come. The scriptures.
Yeah, that's what they're scared of.
Yes, indeed. The Jews and the liberals and the atheists and the socialists and the communists, they're all afraid of that. They're hoping it's not true. But here we are, folks. This is Yahweh's Covenant People, Friday, June 24, 2016. And I have to apologize for all of the problems that Eurofolk Radio has been having recently. And part of the problem is that Paul English has been under stressful conditions and hasn't been available to help assist when things go wrong. You know, so when things go wrong, they seem to stay wrong for a while. But I hope we're broadcasting this evening. I hope we're coming through loud and clear. And tonight we're going to do Galatians chapter 5. And my co-host again is Pastor Steve. And Pastor Steve, let me just back up to Galatians 4:31, where people who didn't catch our last show on this subject, it's very clear that Paul is distinguishing between the Ishmaelites, who he calls the children of the bondwoman, namely Hagar, and the children of Sarah, who are the Saxons, Isaac's sons, Isaac's descendants. And he clearly states, in no uncertain terms, that only Isaac, the children of Isaac, are subject to the covenants. The children of Ishmael are not. There's no way that Paul is teaching universalism and salvation for. And there's no way Paul is teaching that anybody can become an Israelite by believing in whatever. Over to you. I think
okay.
We want to. Yeah.
I want to jump with both feet on chapter 5, verse 1.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read first from the King James Version.
Okay.
And second from the Scriptures by the Scripture Research Institute. King James Version, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty..." Number 1657 in your Greek, and I'm going to touch on that. Be patient. "Wherewith Christ has made us free." That's number 1659, and I'm going to touch on that, that they're allied together.
Okay.
"And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Now, in the Scriptures it says, "In the freedom with which Messiah has made us free, stand firm then, and do not again be held with a yoke of slavery." All right. All these preachers have been teaching that the law was nailed to the cross.
Right.
And why are they doing that? Because they are taught that. And then they teach it, and somebody else teaches it, and it's repeated. And it all is due to the mistranslators. Now, I'm going to read first from Thayer's Greek Dictionary about 1657, Eleutheria. it says liberty to do or omit things having no relation to salvation from the yoke of the Mosaic law.
Okay,
just a second. Let me roll.
No, not the Mosaic law.
I've got a battle plan.
No, this is not the Mosaic law. This is the rituals.
Okay, I'm going to get to that. Let me read these.
All right.
I got her down, buddy.
Yeah.
And in the Complete Word Study Dictionary, New Testament, this is their Greek. Freedom from the yoke of the Mosaic law. Galatians 5:13. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, I'm going to read from Strong's, and you'll get a big surprise.
Okay.
The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 18. For truly I say to you, till the heaven and the earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall by no means pass from the Torah till all be done.
Right.
All right. What was done at the cross or the stake? National redemption for Israel. That was done.
Right.
It is finished.
Yes.
And the end of animal sacrifice for the remissions of sins was done away with.
That was finished. There was no more animal sacrifice.
Right. Now let me read from Strong's. Freedom, legitimate or licentious, chiefly morally or ceremonially.
Okay.
The works of the law imposed by the Pharisees.
There you go.
Not the Torah of Moshe.
Yeah.
When Yahshua Messiah surrendered his spirit for our redemption as a nation of chosen people by Yahweh, he eliminated the blood sacrifice. He did not eliminate the rest of the covenants. The Ten Commandments, it's not okay to go out and kill and steal and commit adultery and do all the rest of it. The key word there, till all, that little word that they like to overlook, be done.
Right.
Everything is finished. Part of it is it comes in stages.
Yes.
And what these churchians are doing is teaching that it's all over, it's nailed to the cross, we're free, we don't have to do that. We don't have to do the imposed Talmudic additions, which neither they nor their forefathers could bear, the added stuff from Babylon. But the Torah of Yahweh is how to live your life and deal with other people and be honest in business, honest to your husband, honest to your wife, loving relationships, children's relationships to their parents to honor and respect them and obey them while they are under their dominion in their household. Don't have dishonest weights and measures, all of that. The churchians are implying that all of that is gone. We can just do as thou wilt. That's the whole of the law. Okay, that's the message that they are giving, and that is a lie of the devil, and they are the devil's servants and liars, whether intentionally or unintentionally. We need to come out from among those people and be separate. Because they are teaching our people lies and duping and deceiving as their original duper and deceiver deceived Eve, Hawa, in the Garden of Eden and taught her about sex and got her pregnant. And his seed line has been doing this to us for a long, long time. And it's coming to a head. We just saw a single step on a long journey today over in Great Britain where they came out of the EU. I don't know what the repercussions will be, but I applaud them for their intestinal fortitude, and I am rejoicing with great joy for my kinsmen over there.
Right. Well, I know one thing is their pig-poofter, David Cameron, is going to resign if he hasn't resigned already.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah, isn't that a shame? Ain't that a shame?
Yeah, the Jews are to blame. Yeah,
that's right.
No editorializing, Pastor Steve.
Yeah. But let me just
first verse of chapter 5.
Right. Now, which word were you defining from Strong's
that
here?
That was 1657. Eleutheria.
Okay. So Strong,
the second word is 1659. Eleutheria ou, to make us free.
Okay.
All right. Freedom from what?
Right.
Freedom from the works of the law,
which
imposed by The Pharisees, not right. The doing of the actual law,
right?
But all this extra stuff that they added and
ceremonial,
and the freedom from the ceremony of animal sacrifice,
right?
Which was fulfilled; it was finished,
right? Well, you know, the fact is, Pastor Steve, all of these Protestant denominations have theologians who swear by the typology of the Old Testament. Namely, the type is the animal sacrifice, sacrificing goat, sheep, lamb, etc. Whatever in the Old Testament was sacrificed in order to presage or lead up to the coming of Messiah, which is the antitype or fulfillment of the type. All right?
As Adam, he was a type of antitype of Adam.
Right.
Adam brought sin to us,
right?
The original Adam, and he covered over those sins.
Yes, but only the past sins.
He covered over the sins of Israel.
Yes,
only
the redeemed.
For Israel,
right.
For the Adamic people.
Yes, and not for anybody else. And
no.
So here the churches, number one, they forget about their own typology, right, which only implied that the sacrificial laws were done away with, because that's type anti-type. It had nothing to do with the Mosaic law. It was only the ceremonial law and the sacrificial law. I mean, this is their own theology. And then
they don't obey the commands of Yahweh, because you're not supposed to bring a manger,
right?
Which is a mongrel, a mixed breed, into the congregation of Israel.
Right.
And they bring them in, and they bring in mixed race couples with their little niglets.
Right.
And all these others, and they are not supposed to be among us when we worship.
Oh, amen. Amen.
But they do that because it's good for the collection plate,
right?
And it's acceptable. And the Jews won't come down on them and attack their 501c3 corporation.
Right. Well, it's funny that the Jews, they will have Jews speak at the pulpit, but you won't see any Jews in the pews. No Jews in the pews.
No Jews in the pews, and no Mamzers over in Israel.
Yeah, right. That's right.
They won't let them in.
That's right. No blacks.
They want to foist them on us. They want to foist them on Great Britain.
Hypocrisy. Yes, total hypocrisy.
Send the packies packing.
Right. Okay.
No refund.
Yeah. So I think we've made it very clear that Paul, in terms of the works of the law, and when he talks about the curses of the law, that's the punishments. It's not the law that is cursed. The curse of the law is the punishment you have to endure for violating the law.
Break it.
Yes. Okay. And so the Judeos have that all wrong as well. They think the law is a curse. That's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. You know?
No, the law is not the curse. The law is a guidebook on how to live your life so you'll
right.
be blessed.
And the law
you'll
is
be blessed if you
the law
that.
Gives life. In the Old Testament, there's a couple of expressions that I think David says the law is life. So without the law, there is no life. Right? And so The law has not been done away with. Only the typology has been fulfilled. The typology of animal sacrifice has been fulfilled, and that's it. All right? And, of course, it includes ceremonial laws, which have nothing to do with the Mosaic moral code. All right? I think chapter 5, verse 1, that is the correct interpretation. Okay? So that's very interesting that Strong's would mention that it's the ceremonial law. Very good. Okay.
Well, it's not totally useless, and it's not
Right? Yeah. Okay, do you want to continue, or should I pick it up?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Verse 2, see, I, Shaul, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Messiah shall be of no use to you. Verse 3, and I witness again to every man being circumcised that he is a debtor to do the entire Torah.
Okay, hold on. I'm wondering
And Messiah, Yeshua, released us.
Right.
Because he realizes we can't do the entire Torah.
Sure.
And he is saying to those that are saying, if you are circumcised, you're saved. Circumcision does not save.
Right.
It is an obedience to a command given in the Abrahamic covenant.
Right.
He's not saying don't be circumcised, but don't be circumcised for the wrong reasons.
Okay, well, is there a possibility that Paul, because Paul uses this expression, the circumcision for the house of Judah, because they were keeping the law and they were circumcised and they were keeping the ritual laws.
Well, not just the house of Judah, the pretend Jews were also doing that.
Yeah. Well, he's not concerned with them. Those people are trying to kill him, so he's not worried about them.
Correct.
Right? Isn't it possible here that this is a bad translation? Shouldn't it say, behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you be of the circumcision, that is, of the house of Judah, having practiced circumcision, Christ shall profit you nothing. So in other words, if you think that the ceremonial law is going to save you, as you just said, well, then you've rejected the forgiveness. The redemption.
You beat me to the punch. There.
Oh, okay. All right. Please continue. Okay.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Well, then, I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. So it gets back to the conflict that Peter had with Paul about the uncircumcision. But basically what he told Peter is, all right, well, if you want to keep all those ritual sacrifices, then you better keep them all. You can't pick and choose which ones you want to keep and which ones you don't. All right. Okay.
What he's saying is, if you are not circumcised and you die today, but you die in Yeshua Messiah,
with faith,
you'll be with him.
Right.
It's the spiritual thing.
Right.
And I can see the Pastor Dan's point about this part of the scripture.
Okay.
How it could be taken that if you go ahead and are circumcised, then you become an Orthodox Jew type.
Right.
And Yeshua Messiah is enough. There's two sides to this. And I'm keeping an open mind on it, but I quoted the Abrahamic covenant in my show today.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm online in the chat room. So anybody listening, go to Your Folk Radio. We're not using the TalkShoe chat room anymore because that is not working anymore. We're only using TalkShoe to archive these radio shows. Okay, we're not using it for live broadcasts anymore. So I'm in the chat room, and for those of you who don't know how to get to the chat room, just go to the player, and the window that opens up with the player, Radio Listen Live, underneath the player, right, it says right now, on air now, Yahweh's covenant people. In the middle
bubble.
Right. And there's a balloon. The couple of lines below there is all these icons. The number 24, the Twitter, on air, a balloon, Skype, YouTube, Scene Life. Right in the middle is the balloon. That opens up the chat room, and just follow the instructions so you can get there. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, but I think what Christ or Yahshua is trying, or Paul is trying to say, is that if you're not accepting the redemption at the cross, then you're losing out. You're losing out.
If you're depending on the circumcision and the entire Torah,
right? Yeah, then
your belief isn't strong enough that your righteousness will come through Yeshua Messiah. Because if you obey the Torah all your life, and you don't know Yeshua Messiah, and you stand in judgment on that day, and he will say, "Depart from me, you cursed, I know you not."
Right.
Because no one comes to the Father save by me, said Yeshua Messiah. He has to stand in between as an intercessor between us and Yahweh.
Yeah.
Because our righteousness is as filthy rags.
Yeah, a little humility there, please.
We can't buy or work our way into the kingdom. We have to come through the redemption of the national sort given by Yahshua. And if we don't acknowledge that sacrifice and come under that one time gigantic shot of grace for all of Israel,
we're hit. Okay, so in verse 4.
Because we're not righteousness enough by ourselves. Our righteousness is nothing.
Yeah, in verse 4 he's saying, unless you have accepted the redemption offered by Yahshua, Messiah, at the stake or at the cross, then the law won't do you any good.
You who are declared right by Torah have severed yourself from Messiah.
That's
you
right.
You have fallen from favor. Well, favor is grace, okay?
Right, right. And so and then in verse 5, did you read verse 5 yet or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
For we in spirit, by belief, eagerly await for the expectation of righteousness when he comes again.
Okay, now this is very interesting. Verse 5, because this totally contradicts the teaching of the churches that we all were saved at the cross 2,000 years ago. He's not saying that at all. Okay? We wait for the hope. It's a hope. It's not an established fact. Yes, we were redeemed, but that doesn't mean we can go on sinning. So the only hope we have is in obeying the moral law, period. What's righteousness if it's not obedience to the law?
Correct.
Okay. All right, verse 6. And actually, he's referring to Jeremiah 31:31 here. It predicted that the house of Judah and house of Israel would be have the law written in our hearts, not that the law would be thrown out.
That's correct.
Okay.
Because through the Holy Spirit, when it speaks to you, it convicts you of your sins. Say, hey, you're not doing right. You know when you're doing wrong.
That's right. We do. We Adamites do. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Verse 6. For in Messiah Yeshua, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any strength, but belief working through love.
Yes, so in other words, whether you are of the uncircumcision or the circumcision, whether you're the house of Israel, house of Judah, then you have to accept the redemption at the cross if you hope to progress toward the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Next.
Verse 7. You were running well. Who held you back from obeying the truth?
Well, that's an interesting question, because and it's a two-part answer. Let me give my explanation here, because like Peter and the other house of Judah, who were prideful in the fact that they were obedient to the law and resented that the house of Israel should be redeemed as well, even though they weren't obeying the law. Okay, there was that element of pride among the actual Judahites. But then there were also the Edomite Pharisees, who also were insisting, well, you got, in fact, these Edomites said, oh, circumcision is all you need. You don't need to accept Messiah into your heart. Just be physically circumcised and you're a Jew, right? So it was the Jews and the Judahites who were still, you know, adhering to the ritual ceremonial law. Because
it answers that question.
Okay.
That persuasion does not come from him who calls you.
Okay.
Per se. Oh, it comes from somebody else.
Right. Yeah, from him. The Jews reject. Yeah, I mean,
remember that Yeshua said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees?
Right.
Verse 9, a little leaven leavens all the lump.
Right.
Ah, you've been lied to by the Pharisees.
Right.
As Judeo-Christianity today is lied to by the Pharisee, Edomite, amen, Jew-controlled seminary school.
That's
to
right.
Teach all this garbage that they're teaching.
Yeah.
Once saved, always saved, all this other nonsense.
Yep, they're teaching Jew lies. Leaven. Yeah. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which hypocrisy.
They even named a month after that, didn't they? July?
Right, exactly.
Oh,
we're almost there, bro. We're almost there. All right.
Verse 10, I trust in you, in the Master, that you shall have no other mind. And he who is troubling you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is.
Okay,
oh,
and we just talked.
I love you through Yeshua, Messiah, and
right.
I trust in you that you won't have any other mind except the mind of Yeshua and will obey him.
Amen.
And those who are troubling you and lying to you shall
right.
bear their judgment, whoever yeah. they may be, Pastor
yeah.
Leibowitz.
Yeah, and today it's almost always, it's Jews and Judeo-Christians, all right?
And Jewized Christians, yes.
That's right. Very good.
Verse 11, and I, brothers, if I still proclaim circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the stake has been set aside.
Okay, let me read the King James Version here, and I may just want to read the Moffat Version here, because he often gets it clearer than the KJV. I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Well, in other words, I think what Paul is trying to say here is that even if he's not denying the moral law. Okay.
Oh, he's a former Pharisee.
That's right. And so why is he suffering persecution? Well, because he's accepted the redemption at the cross, and the Jews hate
correct.
Him for it. Okay?
And they turn on their own. We see
That's,
them today turn
oh,
on
yeah.
their own and kill them if it is convenient for their tribe.
That's right.
They murder at will. If anybody becomes what they consider a heretic or says the wrong thing.
Right.
A word yeah. can get you killed by these people.
That's right.
They do it all the time. If you oppose them or any of their institutions, such as banking, how many presidents have we lost because they wanted to eliminate the Federal Reserve Bank Incorporated.
Let's see. Okay, Galatians 5, it was verse 11 we just read?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how Moffat handles this. Let me adjust my mic here real quick. Okay, let me just back up to verse 10. I feel persuaded in Yahweh that you will not go wrong, but he who unsettled you will have to meet his doom no matter who he is. In other words...
Baron Rothschild.
Right, yeah, and the rabbis, right?
And the rabbis. Oi!
I am still preaching circumcision myself, am I? Here it's a question. It's almost like... Is someone telling false reports about me? The way the question is phrased by Moffat. Let me continue. Then, brothers, why am I still being persecuted? And so is the stumbling block of the cross has lost its force. Forsooth! What's forsooth? That's how Moffat translates it. He says, forsooth. Oh, that those who are upsetting you would get themselves castrated. Whoa! He wants those Jews to be castrated.
And it says here, oh, that those who disturb you would even cut themselves off.
Oh.
Now, in the Hebrew, to be cut off means to be killed.
Right. Okay. Yes. But he chooses to translate it as castrated. Well, I guess they won't have any more offspring, you know, if they get castrated. But that's a very interesting translation. Moffat always has a different twist on it. Okay.
Let me look up 609 and see what... Yeah,
let me see what we got.
Let me see. I'm there already. I got my books. 609. Apokopto. And kopto, to cut down. Chop, to cut off. Amputate.
Amputate.
Oh!
Yep, castrated. That's what he says.
Oh! Says Paul wished that in their case they would not only circumcise, but even cut off the parts usually circumcised, meaning to emasculate themselves.
Oh, right. All right. Which word is that?
Gonna whack your peepee.
Well, that's interesting. You'd never get that translation from the King James, but apparently Moffat is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, that's harsh, man.
It is harsh, right?
Yay, go Paul!
Who says Paul loves everybody?
Yeah.
All right, very interesting. Very interesting. All right, I'll turn it back over to you. I forget, I think you left off on verse 12? Cut off, yeah. Castrated. Moffat is right. It means castrated.
Castrated the whole thing. Emasculated. That means all the works are gone.
Yeah. Wow.
Gotta lose your tool there, dude.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Verse 13.
For you, brothers, have been called in freedom. Only do not use freedom as an occasion for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. In other words, because you're free, just don't go out and sin and do whatever you want. You know, if it feels good, do it.
Right.
As thou wilt, that's the whole of the law. Well, no.
Yeah, don't use it for that. Don't use it for carnal things.
Verse 14, for the entire Torah is completed in one word, in this. And a word means a saying.
Right.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Neighbor being your kinsman.
That's right. Kinsman. Right. And that's directly quoted from Leviticus 19:18. So this is not a new law, folks.
No, Old Testament.
Right. And Paul is telling us we should follow Leviticus 19:18. He's not saying that it's been done away with.
Exactly.
All right.
Verse 15. And if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you're telling lies.
Right.
And like some in that are supposedly in Christian Identity.
Who are spreading rumors and stuff.
Calling people Jews.
Right.
And all the name calling. Name calling means there's no open, intelligent discussion.
Right. Yeah.
They can't refute what you say, so they have to call names. They lower themselves like little grade school kids. You're a dweeb. You're a dweeb. Right. I am not. You're a dweeb.
That's what the Jews do, because the Jews can't debate against us. They call us names, right? Mm-hmm.
And so do their servants.
That's right.
That's their methodology from their masters.
Exactly.
And the infiltrators into the Christian Identity movement.
Yes. Very good. All right, verse 16.
And I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not be accomplished, and you shall not accomplish the lust of the flesh. The Spirit's going to raise you above the lust of the flesh. You will have self-control through the Holy Spirit.
Okay, now he has, now twice in verse 13 and in verse 16, told us that we should not give in to carnal desires.
That is correct.
So how in the world is Paul teaching that the law has been done away with if he's telling us we should not give in to carnal desires?
He's not teaching that the law has been done away.
Of course he isn't. Thank you.
Verse 17, for the flesh lusts against the spirit.
Against.
Like they use that word against in Exodus, a new king had arisen against Mitzrayim, not over. They mistranslated that. Well, it says, for the flesh lusts against, in other words, in opposition to the spirit. And the spirit against the flesh, because the Holy Spirit is against the lust of the flesh. You can't go around with your tongue hanging out looking at somebody else's wife and these women going down the street that are dressed in clothes so tight that leaves nothing to the imagination. They are serving the lust of the flesh, and
there
they are a temptation. And the Holy Spirit will give you the strength to resist that.
All right. And so
these are opposed to each other so that you do not do what you desire to do. In other words, you will have self-control.
Right. Okay. Now contrast this versus when he's talking about the rituals of the law and the ceremonial law. Right. Here he's telling us we should not disobey the laws against all this carnal desire. All right? But he's saying we can forget about the ceremonial law. That's done away with. But not the moral law. It's very clear that Paul is totally in sync with what we teach in Identity, that only the rituals have been done away with. The moral law is fully in effect.
Well,
right here in chapter 5.
Verse 18 is a marvelous verse. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under Torah. You don't need to be under Torah. It's written on your heart.
Right.
You will be led by the Holy Spirit, and you will want to do all these things that are godly works. Because you love Yeshua, and you love Yahweh, and you love your brother as was commanded.
Yes.
You don't have to have that book with you all the time because you know it. It is part of you now.
But here again, I went through all of the epistles of Paul, and I circled all of the conditional terms, like if, maybe, might.
Yes.
Okay.
Big words, little two-letter words that are huge.
If means you choose, you choose for or against. You have free will. Let's talk liberty. What's liberty? Free will.
Liberty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So if you're led by the Spirit, or if you allow the Spirit to lead you, it's probably be a better translation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Verse 18, let me see how.
If you choose to let the Spirit lead you.
Right,
yes.
Right, yes. Moffat puts it this way. If you are under the sway of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Obviously, if you're behaving according to the Spirit, then there'd be no punishment because you haven't sinned. You haven't sinned.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
It's just logical.
There's no payback.
Yeah. Okay?
Now, this translation really nails 19 and 20.
Okay.
Verse 19, and the works of the flesh are well known, which are these. Adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is love to another woman while you are married.
Right.
And adultery also means making impure.
Right.
The holy seed line of Israel.
Amen. Right.
Having sexual relations with a beast, two-legged beast.
Oh, okay. All right. Here I see it's not porneo. It's G3430 moikia. Moikia, okay. Meaning adultery, apparently just in the sense of extramarital. Now, but fornication, that's porneia.
Okay.
All right. Harlotry, and that includes race mixing.
Okay.
Fornication.
Which are these? Adultery, whoring.
Right.
Uncleanness, indecency.
Uh-huh.
Verse 20, idolatry, drug sorcery.
Uh-huh.
Pharmakia.
Right.
In other words, getting people hooked on drugs.
Right. Pharmakia.
And destroying their spirit. That's dope pushers. Hatred. Quarrels. Jealousies. Fits of rage. selfish ambitions. Dissensions. Factions, in other words, infiltrating Christian identity and lying and causing divisions.
Right.
Factions.
Or in the Judeo churches teaching that you've got the Holy Spirit, yet you're still doing all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Paul is saying, no, if you're doing these things, you do not have the Spirit.
Verse 21, envy, that's covetousness again.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he get promoted and I didn't get promoted?
Right.
I should have that corner office with a good view.
Right.
Murders.
Uh-huh.
And who are the main murderers among
us? Oh, man.
The Edomites.
Yeah.
Ritual sacrifice. Drunkenness.
They take the cake. Right.
Wild parties.
At Christmas, no doubt, no less, right?
Yeah, where everybody gets naked and dances, around that golden calf that Aharon created, and they were all dancing naked.
Yeah.
Goes all the way back. Oh, my. And the like, of which I forewarn you.
Right.
Even as I also said before, that those who practice such as these shall not inherit the reign of Elohim.
This means that those who say that the law has been done away with and are doing these things will not inherit the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
Whoa.
That's right.
They've been lying about Paul, haven't they? They sure have.
That's right.
Good stuff here, folks. Good stuff. All right. We're exposing the lies of the antinomians and the universalists here, folks. Total exposure here. They're standing naked in their own lies.
That's right.
That's right.
They will be exposed.
Yes.
Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, brotherly love, joy, peace, patience, kindness,
right,
goodness, trustworthiness.
Uh-huh.
Verse 23.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now that's better translation than faith, because that trustworthiness, yes, is something that people judge us by, right?
If you give your word, you're going to keep it.
Right, right. It's trustworthiness. Yeah. Faith in the sense of what? Faith in Jesus?
It should be faithfulness.
Faithfulness. There you go.
Yeah, but this says trustworthiness.
Yes, that's
verse
just as good.
Verse 23, gentleness and self-control. Temperance. Against such, there is no Torah.
Of course not.
They are within the Torah. They are the keeping of the Torah.
That's right.
If you do these things, you are in Torah, but not under it. You are not under the punishment phase of the Torah.
Right.
Because you are part of it. It is in your heart. It is part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24. And those who are of Messiah have impaled the flesh with its passions and the desire.
Ooh, like a vampire, a stake in the heart of the
passions. Well, that's the impalement on the cross. You have hung those, right, your desires and evil passions,
right,
on that stake.
Now, it's very interesting.
Not the law. That's your own. You have voluntarily surrendered those things,
right,
as Yahshua voluntarily surrendered his spirit for our redemption as a nation.
Now, this is an interesting parallel here, because in Colossians 2:14, where Paul talks about what was nailed to the cross, what was nailed to the cross was chirographon of ordinances, that is, a list of sins or a list of offenses that the national Israel had committed up until the redemption, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But now he's saying, well, don't you do those things ever again. That's what he's saying here.
Yes.
Okay?
Well, Yeshua said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?
Yeah.
And it also said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And what were his commandments? The commandments were the Torah, found in the Torah.
Party hardy night and day. Right? Mm-hmm. That's how the Judeos interpret it. Right? What garbage religion that our people are being deceived by. It's totally garbage religion. Judeo-Christianity.
Well, you can go out and fool around, and as long as you go running up to that altar and join the dog and pony show up front.
Right. Right. Or go to confession.
Oh, I sinned. I made love to my neighbor's wife again.
Or in Catholicism, you can go to the confessional and have the priest forgive your sins, and then you can go out and do it again, and he'll forgive you for it the next time.
Yeah, Father, I have sinned. Well, show the children. Oh, he doesn't have children. He's a pedophile.
Yeah, right.
They don't have kids.
Right. At least not that he knows of.
Well.
Yeah. Okay. This is very clear. Clearly teaching the law, disobedience to the law is unacceptable, is what Paul is saying here.
Well, that's what verse 25 reinforces.
Okay.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And in the Hebrew, to walk is to walk in the way of Yahweh, to do his commandments, to
the
walk
way
according to his instructions.
That is
your,
the way.
Your daily
right
walk of life needs to be in what Yahweh taught us in his Torah.
And, of course, that is faithfulness, trustworthiness.
And he did a list of those up above.
Right, right. And Yahshua said, I am the way and the life, right?
Is a slammer.
Okay.
Verse 26. And this may hit home to some folks. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another.
Yeah.
Don't let your ego get in the way, in other words.
That's right.
If somebody gets promoted
Jealousy.
To
yeah.
a position over you, it is because he deserves it, and you need to work your way up instead of thinking that you're something that you are not. And you don't need to, because you're jealous of someone, provoke him by making snide little comments and backbiting, like he said above, biting one another and devouring one another. Well, that talking behind somebody's back, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And envying one another about, like, the thing with the corner office. I should have that corner office.
Right. And the 10-foot by 5-foot desk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. My secretary has a bigger desk than that. Yeah, it's vainglory. It's earthly, you know.
Living in the flesh.
Yeah, living in the flesh, yeah. Right.
Fleshliness.
Earthbound emotions. That comparing one to another, well, and instead of accepting our position in life and working to improve ourselves in the spirit, in the faith, in the law.
Well, if somebody gets promoted and he is truly your brother, you should be glad for him.
That's right. That's
congratulate him and mean it.
And mean it.
Don't,
and
don't lie in your heart. Don't lie to yourself.
Right, and he may even give you a job, right?
Well, not
so if you're talking behind his back, he's not going to give you a job. You're out of luck.
He'll give you a job in the mailroom.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
On down.
Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah. Chapter 6.
Oh, boy.
We can do a few verses.
Brothers, if a man is overtaken in some trespass, you, the spiritual ones, set such a one straight.
Yep.
In a spirit of meekness, looking at yourself, lest you be tried too. In other words,
right.
People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Right. That's
and if
right.
If you see a brother doing something wrong, take a good look at yourself to make sure you're not doing it too.
Right.
Or some other things that are similar, maybe not just
right.
that thing, but are you clean of sin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, as Yahshua puts it, take the log out of your own eye.
Yeah.
If you want to criticize.
Take the fire out of the other guy's eye.
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. Paul is saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It says different words.
Different phraseology, but the same identical concept.
Right.
2, bear one another's burdens, and so complete the Torah of Messiah. Help your brother.
Yes.
If
yes.
you see your enemy's ox in a ditch or his donkey in a ditch or overburdened by a load, even though the guy's your enemy, if mm-hmm. he is your kinsman,
right,
you go help him.
Right.
Whether you like the guy particularly or not, it is the brotherly thing to do.
That's right. That's right.
And this is got verse 3. For if anyone thinks himself to be somebody when he is not, he deceives himself.
Amen.
Living in your own delusion. Well, I'm the great high potentate poobah.
Right? Yeah, I'm a great televangelist. Right?
Yeah, right. I got to go up there in a $2,000 yeah. suit and slap somebody in the forehead. Knock them over.
Hey,
Heel!
Right. This is fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
He's slapping these do-nothings and these antinomians upside the head. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, and those who raise themselves, like in the Judeo-Christian church, a family will get all the important positions in the church and just lord it over everybody.
Yeah.
And you got to go through them to get anything done in that church because they're in control. And it's a social club. It is not an assembly of Yahweh. It's a church. What is a church to the business today?
Yes.
A social club. Verse 4. But let each one examine his own work. And then he shall have boasting in himself alone and not in in another. Verse 5, for each one shall bear his own burden.
Yes, he will, whether you like it or not.
That's right.
Yeah, and but here's something that, and we've only got a few minutes left. This is something that a lot of, even in identity, don't get, that when you help your brethren, Yahweh helps you in return.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So if you're selfish and you're mean-spirited toward your brethren, well, what do you think Yahweh's going to be to you?
Well, I have experienced that because years ago, I helped a whole bunch of people, and then I went down for a while, and when I came out back into the world, Yahweh has showered me with blessings after blessing after blessing, and got me on the air with the computers and helped me get my Bible study stuff printed.
And your book ready to be published?
What I am doing on my show and here in the teachings is what they say in verse 6. And let him who is instructed in the word share in all that is good with him who is instructing.
In other words, be like-minded.
I'm passing on what I have been taught all those years of study when I was down. I've accumulated all this stuff, and I'm out here, and I'm pouring it out. I'm not doing it for money. Because I want my brothers and sisters to know the word and have the joy in the word that I have. I want to share my joy every day. I just want to pour it out of there, and I want them to have the blessings I've got.
And isn't it the case that all those people who dumped on you and abandoned you and turned against you, aren't they all dead now?
Yeah, they're all dead, every one of them.
Right, it's okay. So who's got life? The one who's in the Spirit.
Yeah, I may live to see the return of the Messiah.
Oh, I would love that.
Oh, man.
And they won't.
Because he's making these. Well, they'll seem, but not the way they want to,
right?
I'm getting stronger. I'm walking like a kid now, and I just feel good, and I've got my diet changed due to some of the people.
Oh, man.
That we're affiliated with, and they're good advice, Char.
Right.
And Leroy, and the ones that are teaching me about the smoothies and the health food. And the sea salt, which I just bought, and I got sourdough bread now.
Okay,
and
man.
I pay attention.
You're making my mouth water.
I pay attention to good advice, and I can tell through the Spirit
when
I'm getting good advice.
Sharing.
And I can also tell through the Spirit when somebody's handing me a line.
There you go. All right, Steve, we're just about out of time, so I'm going to play the music. Great show today, okay? Thanks for listening, everybody. Yahweh bless.
Shalom Aleichem. Sure.